a phonological deficit is really still a pretty vague term to indicate some kind of problem in the speech processing system. And phonology is really a way of combining speech sounds in different ways. This is what the letters of the alphabet capitalize on. It's not something that we are aware of, that we just speak without thinking about it. It's one continuous stream of words. But actually, there are all these little speech sounds that have to be accessed very quickly. And we only are aware sometimes when we make mistakes that there are very, very complicated processes at work. And in dyslexics, these processes are not working as well as others. So this is what we were trying to investigate, especially with adult dyslexics who had, in fact, learned to read and write very well. Many of them compensated excessively well, so that if you gave them a reading test and a spelling test, they would come out as perfectly fine as average for the population. These were people who were actually university students. And many people would have said, we cannot call them dyslexic any longer because by the criteria of a reading and spelling test, they are not really abnormally inaccurate or don't have the ability as other children. But we believed, of course, that their speech processing would still show these problems even when they had compensated for the other difficulties. And the kinds of tests that we came up with for the adults has something to do with manipulating speech sounds in the head. So, for example, there is a test of spoonerisms. So this is a very easy thing to do. You have two words and you have to swap the beginning sound of each word and put it in a different place. So you have lemon basket and you make bemon lasket out of this. So we had a little test like this. For example, it started with John Lennon, Lon Jennon. Helen Mirren, Melon Heron. Kylie Minogue, Miley Kinogue. This kind of test shows remarkably well when people have difficulties in manipulating speech sounds. So dyslexics find this really hard. They take a long time to think over this. And other people can do it absolutely very, very fast. So it's a question of how many can you get correct in 1 minute, for example. The very severe dyslexics can't do the test at all. This is just one of a whole battery of tests that have to do with speech sound manipulation.